I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on only a game of chilly, if not excessively snowy, overnight ski from Crested Butte to Aspen. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
The problem with having a Crested Butte is you can never wear a hat.
Yeah, it's true, and you need all that gel to
keep
it up. Yeah. The Major League Baseball season began on Wednesday night, unless it began on Thursday afternoon or a little over a week ago in Japan. Can Commissioner Bud really have screwed up the idea of opening day that thoroughly?
No, what are you talking about? He's given us four opening days.
I don't want four. I want one symbolic, important opening
day. Four opening days on two continents. It's a new Major League Baseball record.
I'll have to grant you that. It's never too early for a record in the baseball season. And we got another one. Tell me how the Toronto Blue Jays distinguished themselves in Cleveland this week.
This surprised me in that I never gave this much thought. But the Blue Jays beat the Indians 7-4 in what is the longest opening day game ever, 16 innings. J.P. Arancibia was the won the game. He had a three-run homer. 5 hours after the first pitch to give the Jays a 7-4 lead. If the Jays are really going to put on a move in the American League East, they've certainly gotten everyone's attention at this point.
Among those who missed opening day, whenever it was Colorado Rockies pitcher Josh Outman, who was on the injured reserve list. A sore arm?
Unfortunately, he ate something bad. What happens when you eat something bad, Bill, is you start throwing up.
That'll happen.
And the problem is if you eat something really bad, you throw up really hard and you can hurt yourself. And that's what happened. He strained his oblique. And pardon me if you're listening to this shortly after breakfast.
We shouldn't laugh because he's out.
I've had food poisoning. It is no laughing matter, believe me.
Tuesday night saw the women's basketball team from Baylor complete the first 40-0 season in NCAA history by virtue of scheduling one more game than previous undefeated teams. The score in the final was 80-61. Any reason why Baylor shouldn't be 80-0 next April?
No, not really, as long as Brittany Griner doesn't, sprain an ankle or go to a monastery or something.
Or eat something that doesn't agree
with her. Exactly, or eat something that doesn't agree with her. She's going to be the Lou Alcindor / Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of women's basketball by the time she's done. And I noticed, by the way, that they just happened to conveniently leave one spot open on the United States Olympic women's team. And I'll bet it's a really tall spot in the photo. It's one of the ones in the back row.
On the men's side, of course, Kentucky was the winner, which circumstance caused a joyful celebration in Lexington, and no problem there, right?
Well, except for Harold Calloway, who got shot in the leg. No, everybody was fine. This is described, of course, by the AP as a raucous street celebration. It's always, I think you have to call it that when someone's getting clipped.
Now that he's finally coached a champion, John Calipari said this week, and I'm quoting, "Kentucky is the best job in basketball coaching. Why would I leave?" So are the New York Knicks likely to provide him with a sufficient number of reasons featuring the likenesses of various former presidents?
I honestly don't know if he'll take it, but I don't see any way the Knicks don't offer him the job.
Anthony Davis, who's a freshman at Kentucky, intends to leave the campus for the NBA. League Commissioner David Stern would like to see a new draft eligibility rule that would prevent Mr. Davis from doing that, and he's got an unlikely ally.
Yes, he's got Mark Cuban. David Stern wants you to have to wait 2 years after you get out of high school before you can join his league. Mark Cuban wants you to wait 3 years until you get out of high school. First of all, none of these things are legal. The first kid who's unofficial agent can find a smart lawyer is going to get this rule overturned. One and done is a terrible rule, but the only real option is none and done.
Everybody knows that coaches in the NBA have no job security, Charlie. This week it became apparent that Orlando Magic coach Stan Van Gundy is being undermined by the team's star Dwight Howard, and I bet Stan Van Gundy was angry when that story was leaked. Who leaked it?
He did, actually, and God bless him for it. He finally got fed up with Dwight Howard, as I think any reasonable soul in Orlando would get fed up with Dwight Howard in this place. And, I don't have any problems with locker room stuff becoming public because I'd be a hypocrite if I had any problem with it. Second of all, I don't have a problem with coaches defending themselves, although I do think it's an indication that Dwight Howard's going to get his wish at the end of the season.
Earlier in this program, we heard audio of former New Orleans Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams urging his players to, quote, kill the bleeping head in general and indicating some specific heads that he wanted killed. The audio was released as Sean Payton and the Saints appealed the penalties that had been levied for their involvement in Williams' misdeeds. Not the best timing, I suppose.
No, Roger Goodell is going to uphold his penalties, and I think Greg Williams' indefinite suspension has become incredibly more indefinite over the last week.
For high school football players, it's the season for visiting coaches on college campuses. How'd that go for a carload of Houston area players headed for Texas Tech?
Well, let's face it. First of all, Lubbock is a really hard place to find, but it is in West Texas. So if you get in your car and you drive to East Texas, you're going the wrong way. If you go to East Texas instead of West Texas, you lose.
They almost made it to New Orleans.
But yes, imagine the coach at Tulane surprise when three top 50 recruits show up.
Hey, guys.
Actually, Devin Lauderdale, who apparently was the mastermind behind this expedition, said, "We didn't use a GPS, so we didn't know we were going the wrong way." Devin, the sun! Follow the sun! People without clothes and shoes used to be able to go west instead of east.
And finally, Charlie, I'm going to leave it to you to salute a basketball player named Mohamed El Akari, who must be really tired.
Yeah, he plays in the Lebanese Division A, and they were in the Final Eight of their league championships. And Mr. El Akari hit for 113. The box score line, and my good friend Bob Ryan is a connoisseur of these things. He had 113 points. He was 32 for 59 on three-point shots, and he was 40 for 69 overall. He had 113 points. He had one free throw. Go to the basket, Muhammad, at least once.
You can't tell this man anything about how to play basketball.
He just scored 113. Go to the basket.
Charlie Fierce, who's writing about sports, appears in Grantland, among other places, joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Only a Game's new Facebook timeline has allowed us to post some, well, how should I say this, vintage photos. Only a Game made its debut in 1993, and now you can see original promotional photos for the show and pictures of staff members who've come and gone over the years. Plus, there are shots of the current Only a Game team in action. And every week we share interesting links, photos, and discussions about sports. Like us at facebook.com/onlyagameradio. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.